Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you and I have been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And really one of the first regions, countries that started, we began to start noticing the wines coming in here outside of, you know, your classic Europeans and, you know, the Californian. Yeah. Even before Australian wines began to hit the scene was Chile.
Chile. Yeah, we became really fascinated by it. And when Los Vascos, which is a Rothschild project, started up, we were
even
really,
looks like a Rothschild
label.
That's
right, yeah. Right? We were really thrilled about that. I thought it'd be fun to go back and see what's happening there and just reconnect. And let's start with Los Vascos, their Cabernet Sauvignon Grand Reserva from Colchagua.
Uh-huh.
But the thing you have to understand about most of these Chilean winemakers is they're huge operations.
Yes.
And, you know, they have a definite house style that they blend toward, and they really try to get the no vintage variation, keep it as little as possible. And this was a really pretty darn nice Cabernet Sauvignon. The nose features deep, dark cassis aromas, a touch of tobacco, and a bit of briar. And that cassis carries through on the palate and has some pretty intense extraction from it. The tannins are not overwhelming, but they're very much more present than they used to be 25 years ago. So
okay.
You have nice, dusty, bitter tannins in it that are nice. I thought it was not an elegant cab, but a big, flavorful, and very useful one. At $19, not going to complain at all.
No, pretty good value.
A Cassino Macul was a very
Another
famous
big name. Yeah.
Big name. And here's Antiguas Reserves.
Sure.
And from Maipo Valley, 2014, this also was $19. Big, soft, juicy wine with a nice nose and a really nice mouthfeel. But what was nice about this was there's just this complexity to it. On top was a juicy layer of sweet dark cherry, and under that was a layer of smooth, something almost like chocolate-covered cherries.
Wow.
And then under that was kind of black coffee and the bitter tannins.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of complexity, and that was really a lot of fun. So I respected that effort.
That sounds like pretty solid winemaking.
It was good winemaking. Concha Toro, another very
famous name.
And this was one of the most interesting wines I've ever had out of Chile. They have a line called the Terruño. Now, I don't know if that's Spanish for terroir, but in my mind, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a single vineyard, a single block of that vineyard, the Pirque vineyard. $33 for this, so it's not cheap. But this really had a sense of place to it.
Interesting.
It was just really nice. It had its own character. The aromas were cassis, violets, raspberry, toffee, a touch of wood smoke. And the wine, although it was just a little bit more than medium body, it was gently tannic, velvety in texture. It carried the young, kind of closed fruit, but I know that when it opens up, it's going to be really, really nice. This is obviously a wine for long-term cellaring, and it breaks the mold. It's not trying to kind of blend toward the middle.
Right.
But it's trying to be itself.
That's a huge, huge company. And they have for years had, you know, sort of many different layers in their quality portfolio. So I'm not surprised to hear that this one was a little more money, but definitely showed a lot
more.
Yeah,
I think it's really worth looking
There's
at.
There's a lot more to Concha Toro than just cheap jug wine.
Yeah. Here's a new little project that I came across. It's called Mongras. The wine is called Quattro, which suggests exactly what it is, a blend of Cab Sauv, Carmenere, Syrah, and Malbec.
Okay.
So some pretty nice, big, chunky wines.
Right. Yeah.
And they come together, and it makes a very respectable, everyday red blend that's going to put a lot on the table. At $16, I think it's a good buy. So I think it's really worth reconnecting with Chile if you haven't done it in recent years. A lot of fun down there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.